Hello and welcome to a bonus extra episode of Never a Straight Answer, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics, from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm Gaz.
And Taylor.
And this is an extra one this week. We want to just throw out a bit more extra news. Taylor's dancing.
Yeah, well, that is chain, man.
It's a pretty nice tune.
I like the tune.
We've got a bit of extra news that we couldn't get into in the main podcast.
So I thought we'd bring it to you.
So this is we've got quite serious in the last podcast, and this is a bit kind of lighter, but
see where it goes.
We cover a wide range of topics. Well, this is it. I'm gonna dive straight into it. got a news story here, right? Australian firefighters called out after a corpse was spotted floating in a river.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sounds horrific, doesn't it? Man. Well, yeah, when they got out there, wasting valuable resources, mind you.
Yeah.
They've got out there, discovered sex doll.
Oh, what?
Dip,
man. Oh, shit.
Unfortunate. There
hey,
you go.
Hey, boy, it was lucky. You'd have to do it, you know, just in case it was.
Well, obviously, you've got to get yourself out there and check what it is. Yeah. But, I mean, how would you feel? I mean, relief, yeah. I'd suppose.
Well,
Who took it home?
I bet fucking one of them did.
Hey, we take it back to the depot, boys. We're going to have a bit of
got someone to play
time.
With later on.
Oh, yeah. That's
great.
It doesn't bear thinking about. Do you know what you could do?
Well, someone would.
Blow it up, put it in the passenger side, on your driver's cab, in your cab.
Yeah, get him the answer. Yeah,
right. All right, yeah. Do you know what? Honestly, I wouldn't be bothered. If I found it, if it was a sex doll in the lake, I'd be well better.
It turned out to be a better result than what he could have been.
Obviously, yeah. Talking about sex, there's a book just come out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's written...
Well, not Madonna again, is it?
No, it's not Madonna's... Well, what, has Madonna had some sexual alien encounters?
She had a book out in the 90s called
Oh,
Sex.
In Bed with Madonna?
Yeah, that was it. Number one sex.
Oh, right, I never seen it.
With photos and stuff like that.
I think it was a bit before my time. This one's
by
Nigel Watson. He's wrote this book. It's called Screwed by the Aliens, edited by Timothy Green Beckley. And it's about people's encounters, sexual encounters with E.T. Yeah.
Well, no one gets screwed in this life because life fucks us all.
Well, basically, they've gone out there and they've gone found all these alien encounters where they've claimed that they've had been probed or something like that. I think there was one case in the book where he got a 9-inch probe up his ass, and
it was
the best thing he ever did.
What?
Yeah, that's what it said in the book.
Shit.
It's available on Amazon. If you fancy it.
Jesus.
I know, it's a stocking filler. It's one of those you can
anyone
will buy
get. Anything, won't he, really?
Yeah.
If you prod it enough.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
It's a quick story for
you. Weren't it? I'll base it on a quick one.
Well,
I went out for my 10 cents in.
Well, this is pretty fucked up, actually, right? Scientists... I've answered that these scientists are from Johns Hopkins University in the States.
Yeah.
They've answered the age-old question of what happens when you give an octopus MDMA?
Oh,
the party drug.
Wild.
Oh my God! Yeah, you stick a bit of acid house on.
I thought it was dancing. What?
Mate, well, they've established that it pretty much does exactly what humans do. Started getting really social.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Wanted to chill.
Love
telling
peace,
everybody
man.
He loved him.
Oh,
getting
Jesus.
Groovy on the dance floor.
We weren't eating fish, you were cuddling it.
This is a true story. Don't think I'm... it's covered by Sky News.
Right.
So, obviously, a legitimate source of information.
Well, yeah, big
so,
question.
Yeah, but, like, it was a neuroscientist who from Johns Hopkins who wanted to test its behavioural patterns.
Wow.
And to see... basically, it was to do with, like, electrical signals
from
the brain.
Oh, right, to help the
human. Yeah, to kind of see and kind of check out those brain signal patterns.
Yeah.
But, but the conclusion was it basically reacted very, very similar to humans. So,
right. So they can
I don't
use
know
that
what they've
drug
learned.
And then just test how it would act.
So,
reacts so, to you.
Is it a good shit? We'll test it on the Octopus. He buzz. He loves it.
I bet he didn't get it from a street dealer.
And well, no, he was getting government subsidised.
Yeah,
shit.
Every week is shit. That.
Yeah, mate. Well, yeah. Depends. Government MDMA. I've never tried it.
It'd be like, you know, a potted to a lake.
Well, we've also got. I think we were gonna do. We've got a top five, top ten thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I've got this one more story, and it is a conspiracy theory.
All right. Okay.
It's actually pretty funny, right? Because I'm going to be able to do my accent. I'm going to be able to do my impression of Arnold.
It was in the ass.
Oh no, my God. Right, well, I don't care. I think it's a pretty good impression.
Yeah, it is.
Let's get to the chopper. Right, well, chopper. This guy, Walter Boyle, right, claims to have created the Schwarzenegger himself, yeah. And he says
his right to claim? How can he claim it?
Well, what his claim is, this is what I'm going to get to, right? Yeah. Because basically Walter believes that...
he's a vampire.
Well, no, he believes he's he's a hobbit. Believes he trains dragons.
Oh, yeah, once a week.
He believes that he was Arnold Schwarzenegger's handler. When he came to the US, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, and he didn't speak any English. He was, straight off the boat, straight into Conan. He was like, you know, a bodybuilder. The guy didn't have any acting chops, you know, he wasn't a natural born actor. Exactly how many films he's done. So basically,
and good films, not like, no.
He's come to the States quite naive, right? Now, Walter says that he was his handler, right? And on his first jobs, like Conan and stuff like that, the reason why he gave such good performance is because he told Arnold all this stuff was real. What? He basically told Arnold that all the things that was happening in the films were happening to Arnold. He was going by code names, and there was going to be a camera crew following him around to make sure he's completed his mission properly. Yeah, but this Walter would be giving Arnold missions to complete scenes,
he's
essentially.
He's not like a small man, though, you know what I mean? Would you walk up against him if he thought he was
if
real?
If he thought he was real, mate, basically,
there
he's running
around.
There could
be a chance there of
well,
killing
this
someone.
Is, this, exactly, but Arnold thought he was my God, I'm on a mission. I'm going to kill him. He was off there getting to the chopper and all the rest of it, but that's why he says he got such great acting performances out of him so early on.
Oh well, if you think it's real, then he's going to act it.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's not acting. That's not acting. That's real life. If you believe it's happening, then it's real. So yeah, basically, Walter.
So you're saying he's gullible?
Well, I'm not saying he's gullible.
He is gullible.
I'm not saying he's gullible, but Walter says it was one story when he were filming Conan, right, to try and justify this, like he's. Now a barbarian, right, and he's on a mission.
Yeah,
they built a time machine, right? Like,
please don't tell me. No.
Well, this is what
I thought that man had intelligence.
That he stepped into the time machine, and that's how he Arnold thingy. But you know,
he had control of bleeding like a good chunk of America not that long ago.
He was governor of Florida, wasn't he? Or California.
California.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, he's just had a heart attack. So, yeah, he's not been doing too well at the moment, to be honest. So.
Well, I hope he gets better soon, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know how he's had a... But in modern day, they don't really need to crack the chest anymore, like on heart attacks and stuff like that.
They just go up
the groin in the fucking... Oh, do you know what? I've heard that Kevin Smith tell his story about his heart attack so many times, they actually know how they do it now. Up the femoral artery. And where they put the stents in. You know, basically, but back in the day, they used to have to crack your chest open. So
yeah, to get right to the heart.
That's
so
what they're about to do.
I'm so
muscly, and Arnold, they went through 20 scalpels getting into my chest. It's so beefy. I don't know. It's Arnie, isn't it?
Scalpel sharp.
The guy's half Terminator. The guy's Terminator underneath all that muscle.
Yeah, opened up. He is a robot.
So, yeah, basically, Walter Boyle, though, this guy's hilarious. He's basically telling everybody that he created Arnie.
Has anyone asked Arnie?
Arnie wouldn't be anywhere. I've not seen him. This is basically just a new thing that I thought it was quite funny. There's a YouTube video. If you look for him, Walter Boyle, you'll find him. There's a whole video about It's quite a long video. I think it's about 20 minutes long, where he tells you all the ins and outs of it.
That's being on the toilet, that.
Yeah, there's got to be more about it on YouTube as well. Yeah. So go out and check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna get into. I feel like I don't want to be rushing this,
no,
but I've got here the top 10 most stupid laws in the UK.
Right, I like this because I'm into law.
Now these aren't laws. So some of these laws are not in effect
I'm
now.
Argue the case here.
Yeah, you can argue the case, but some of these laws aren't in effect right now, but they have
old
been
law.
In
old
the
English
UK.
Laws.
Some of them are old English laws, some of them are it's still standing, and some of them were changed very recently. But this is a top 10 most stupid laws in the UK. So at number 10, it's illegal for your dog, a commoner dog, to meet the Queen's royal dog.
Right,
and if your dog's in the vicinity, then your dog... It's illegal, you can't have it anywhere near.
Yeah, they're always on their own.
The corgis?
Yeah.
Well,
they're never with
friends.
Any other dog.
Well, no, it's apparently
so that
it's illegal.
Yeah, that might be true.
Right, so number 9.
Why, dog? Do you know why?
No. Well, for pregnancy, I suppose, you don't want to get a common mongrel.
Oh, well, yeah.
Adding genes to the gene pool.
Well, that's true. 13 families have got to stay straight.
Yeah, so at number 9.
Yeah.
It's no longer an active law that no woman could enjoy chocolate on public transport.
Right, well, okay, I can't see
and
why
and
that
and you can tell women
what?
Went mental for that. No, we want this overturning right now.
You mean no Yorkies?
No Yorkies
no more.
No Yorkies
not for women.
Anyway.
Eh?
Yorkies are advertised at men.
Yeah.
They're a man's
exactly.
chocolate.
Exactly.
Now, if you want to eat one, then
go for it.
Yeah, because I'm not going to tell any woman they can't do anything.
No.
Yeah, if you want a Yorkie, then you fucking go for it.
Yeah.
But
eat your Yorkie,
in this
girl,
modern
eat
gender
it.
Neutrality.
Loud and proud.
If you want a Yorkie, fucking eat a Yorkie.
Well,
right.
No one should tell you anything.
Number 8. At the time, at one time, it was a legal requirement for men between 16 and 68. To own and practice a longbow. Practice a longbow.
Yes, I do know about this law, yeah.
Yeah, basically that was it. It was at one time in England.
Before the age of 12, you had to go and learn every day.
Yeah, well, it was a legal requirement.
Yeah, I remember this law, yeah.
Number 7, all swans belong to the Queen.
Yes, that stands today.
Yeah, that still does stand.
That does still stand today.
This is another one that still stands today. £1,000 fine for anyone hanging the washing line across the street.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So
fair
if
enough.
You put your washing line across the street and you've got your washing out, then
you
that's
don't
£1,000
get
fine.
Do you?
Well, no, you could take a cyclist off his bike.
Yeah. Cars to take it down first or a lorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
God.
Number 5, oh hang on, what are we on to? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5, don't ever jump a turnstile in the underground because that is an illegal offence and you will be arrested.
Why?
I don't know. Because I would never take the tube.
It's on public to private property.
Probably, but I never take the tube anyway.
It's trespass, it's not. Unless you, well, if you get on there and then travel.
The tube makes me cranky. And do you know what I don't like about London?
Cranky.
Do you know what I don't like? Escalator etiquette in London. Like, I don't like the idea
that
you have
a fast lane.
Yeah. Are you fucking shitting me? You know, we've got this thing. We've got this lovely thing
what,
in Manchester.
Idiot, no, go for it.
They're called manners.
Yeah.
And if you
there's
go,
not a lot of them
excuse
around
me,
these days.
Possibly just pass you there. Yeah, it's great. At number four, cracking an egg.
What?
Right, cracking an egg on the point. This is a Tudor law,
right? Okay, so.
Cracking an egg on the pointy side would get you a week in 24 hours in the stocks.
Right.
If you took the pointy end off your egg first.
Right. Well, I can't see that standing.
And he also had another. I think this was Henry VIII.
Yeah.
Who I think it was Henry VIII. Don't quote me. But he also had another bit of a thing where It was illegal to have no socks on 100 yards from the Queen.
I could believe that.
And I reckon that's probably true today.
Yeah. There were some stupid laws.
So where were we up to? Number two.
Yeah, three, wasn't it?
No, I think we've just covered that with the socks. Yeah, it was treason. It is treason.
Yeah.
To stick a stamp upside down.
Actually.
Okay. Go on, you're going to tell me it's not?
No, I was actually going to do that. I was actually going to say something else.
Isn't that the same as like defacing the Queen's face in generally, like if you bend a penny on a train track?
Treason.
Don't recommend you do that, kids. Don't go out and do that.
It used to be treason. You were shot. You could be shot for it. But when one of the Conservatives got in, he stopped it. So that law actually changed in the 90s.
Well, here's the best one. This is England's most stupid law.
Yeah.
And this still stands. Right, you ready for this? It is illegal to die in Parliament.
Yes.
Why? Will you tell me why? Yes. Why is it illegal?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I know it is illegal.
It's illegal to die in Parliament because the Parliament's considered a palace.
Yes.
And if you die in a palace, they'll give you a state funeral. So if you die in, it's illegal for anybody else.
They don't want to pay out for a state funeral for
a nomarch who just happened to die there.
So
if you think you're going to fucking snuff it,
get
on a tour of Parliament and they'll sort you right out.
Yeah, go on, love, you've got an heart attack, come on.
There you go. That was the top 10 most stupid laws in the UK.
I've got two there.
Go on.
Right, it used to be every taxi had to, is normal. It used to be taxi pregnant women.
What
was had the to carry a bale of hay.
Oh, yeah, for pregnant women?
Yeah, no, because they were horses.
Black cabs, that, isn't it? That's Hackney carriages, yeah.
But for the women one, if they're pregnant, an officer, if she asked
for
their hat.
Oh, she can pee in his hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a Welsh one as well. It used to be a law that if a Welsh man crossed the border, you were legally allowed to shoot him.
Oh my God, you're going to shoot me then?
And the reason behind that
was
piracy because...
Because they were coming in our country and taking all our shit.
Bringing all the shit in. They were bringing all the stuff in.
Well, that still happens from real.
Well, yeah, and Ireland.
So
everywhere, really. Anywhere you can get through.
Is there anyone I've not offended tonight?
No.
So that's basically it. That's a quick little podcast for you.
You got no more then?
No, that's basically it for tonight. Right. Yeah, I think.
Okay,
so
then.
You know, we give them a 20-minute extra.
Yeah.
What do they want?
Well,
you want the moon on a stick, don't you?
Yeah. Well, he's already on the stick, is it?
Well,
it
could be a bell.
Well, no, we haven't seen the other side of the moon yet.
Yeah, that's basically it. We just throw this little one out. We had some extra news, so we thought we'd throw it out. And we padded it out with a bit of a top 10.
Yeah.
We'll do some more of these, so see what you think, if you liked it. It was quite quick.
But yeah, these seem to be more popular than the
packed
the
with packed
ones.
Full of vitamins and minerals and
and
funky little stories. But yeah, anyway... So if you wanted to check us out on social media, you can get onto us at Twitter at NASA_never, and you can email us at neverastraightanswer@gmail.com. You can also get the merch, get a hat, get a cup,
get
what you
merch.
Want. Yeah, buy a present for somebody. Buy me a present. Christmas coming up. It's my birthday coming up as well next. And yours, isn't it?
Yeah, mine in a couple of days.
Yeah, man.
Tuesday,
we'd love a mug.
Tuesday, yeah.
Or if you wanted to sponsor an episode, that'd be great too. That's pretty much it for this episode of bonus material.
Yeah.
And we'll be joining you for another full-packed episode pretty soon.
Yeah.
So that's it. And... that's good night from me.
And good night from me.
Take care, guys.
See you later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.